you could go miles playing and never be afraid. I mean, in school holidays, Mum would make you up a sandwich and a bottle of lemonade, which was made from lemonade powder, bright yellow. You can see it now. And you'd go off for the whole day, right over into the great wood over there, and you'd keep walking and walking and going right the way round and finish up, coming home 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody worried. You were perfectly safe. And the village was full of soldiers, hundreds and hundreds of soldiers. But nobody was afraid.
Where did they all stay then? Where did they all live?
There was a huge camp up at Buckle Wood, which no longer exists. The two big fields opposite the quadrangle, that was all a huge great wood called Buckle Wood. And it was full of Nissen huts. And that was all Canadians. There was loads of Canadians there. Fox Hunt Manor was full of soldiers. Pilgrim Hall was, first of all, English soldiers, then some Canadians. And that finished up as a prisoner of war camp for officers, German officers. And they didn't leave until 46. But you never had any fear of those men. I mean, well, they were great to us kids. I mean, they used to give us chocolate, and we used to follow them round and ask for sweet cap packets, which were the sweet Caporal cigarettes. And on the back of the packets were aeroplanes, and you collected the backs of the packets, a bit like cigarette cards. But they gave us so much. They were so good. They gave the people in the village, sometimes they'd entertain them for tea, have them for Sunday tea, and they'd give out blankets. And most of the girls in the village, the grown-up girls, had coats made out of army blankets, dyed, what they called swagger coats, just sort of all in one, dyed all different colours. You know, they were wonderful men, and of course, then, of course, the Dieppe raid came, and a lot were lost, and then more came, and of course, at D-Day, they all disappeared, which was rather a pity. Us kids loved them.